You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I heard a lot of you discussing it. Like I said, it pained. I just couldn't be here, obviously, dealing with serious family stuff. But it pained me not to be able to be here and chime in on the Giants, especially with your take. So I was confused at how you were confused, BT, as to the Giants' MO. For me, this is exactly what I wanted to see. Forget what Jackson Dart would be aside. But you and I both discussed it on Thursday, I think, saying, how would you rank the quarterbacks outside of Cam Ward? And we both said that we both like Jackson Dart
and Milroe.
Those are the two guys. So for the Giants to be able to stand pat at three and get their guy, Abdul Carter, and trade back in and finally show some guts and direction from Joe Shane and Dable. Hey, you picked a quarterback. Congratulations. It took you 4 years, but they finally did it. I could not be more thrilled with what the Giants did. Again, forget what Dart's going to become, but the idea now that they got the stud player in Carter and they got their quarterback, that's the one that they identified. They went up and got him, and now we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way. But I love the I don't think they could have had a better first round.
Listen, I think in totality, Giants did have a really good weekend. You went into what they needed. I remember saying this a week or so ago. Obviously, D-line, obviously a quarterback, and at some point, maybe a little reinforcement on the offensive line. But specific to the quarterback thing, see, I like Dart, as we discussed.
Right.
I was confused by, I'm not sure how convicted they were in that move. Because everything else that they did leading up to it said that they wanted to go in a different direction. I felt like on some level that they were just checking a box. And when you think about this, now that doesn't mean that they didn't get the right guy. They may have. But Dable wanted him and Shane wanted Sanders. So, and there was apparently some real, you know, strong opinions from each person, which I respect, on who they valued more. So automatically the room was a bit split. And, you know, I know the Rams were a threat, so you had to make that trade up there. I just feel like the Giants kind of, I don't want to say reacted to the noise necessarily, but they, I'm going to say it again, kind of checked the box. All right, everybody knows we got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
You like him, I like him, all right, let's take him.
See, I don't know the inner workings of it, but for me, if they would have stood pat, let's say in the second round, and took Tyler Shuck.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say somebody moved up aggressively. The Rams took Dart or whatever, and they took Chuck. Then I could see your thinking. I still would have been, okay, at least they got a quarterback, but I could have seen that it was maybe just a check-the-box type move. And if Shane really did like Shador Sanders, he had to be kicking himself the fact that he could have had him in, you know, fourth or fifth round, whatever it was, where he ended up going fifth round to the Browns. More on him in just a bit. But the fact that they showed conviction in trading up to get a guy that, whoever loved him, Dable or not, a guy that we thought was one of the better prospects in the draft, that to me, I love. Now we can finally, in year four, evaluate them. The one thing that I did hear that I agree with you on, this is not, we should be looking at this as it's year one or year two with Shane and Dable.
You have to.
Forget about that it's now year four. This is essentially year one or year two. Forget about everything that's happened in the past, and even I will raise my hand. Forget about last year's draft. We could reevaluate and see how they would have gone had they taken Bo Nix or Penix or McCarthy versus Jackson Dart. But for this year, it is Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston. Dart is essentially going to redshirt. I mean, that's how the structure is. They think they're going to go out there and win games. I don't believe it. I need to see it, but that's what they have to do. And then the following year, Jackson Dart should be starting week one, and then they have to win games. So everything is in place. The direction is in place. There are no more excuses. I don't want to hear, well, tough schedule, well, this or that. No, they are built to win now while also having their franchise quarterback in waiting for next year.
You know, I love the defense. I think the defense has a chance to be top 10. I mean, Abdul, and we get to the LT number stuff a little bit later as well, but Abdul Carter is going to be ridiculous, which will further unlock some of these other guys and just take them out of, you know, second and three, third and two. They just get run. The ball was run down their throat last year. They could not lean on their best weapons, which are pass rushers. Now that will change because you've got more of a defensive line in the interior, and I think the Giants' defense is going to be great. But here's the other thing that I'm conflicted with from a Jackson Dart perspective.
Right.
How's he getting some reps? I know he's not playing right away. You going to cut Jameis?
No. Well, no, okay. I think it's by design that they're going to have him just sit and learn. And
okay, so that's fine, but then you can't expect him to take the ball next year and just be your starter.
Well, that's
if he's the number two, I'm fine with that. That's what I mean. The plan seems scattered. Let's try to trade for Stafford. Let's gauge Aaron Rodgers' interest level.
Let's trade for Cam Ward.
Yep. Let's try to trade for Cam Ward. There were four or five things, and that's okay that transpire because you do your due diligence. But then I can't sit back and say they are enamored with Jackson Dart when they tried to do multiple things to get somebody instead of Jackson Dart.
Maybe either way they got their guy, and it's on them to identify the right guy that was available to them. They got the second pick of a quarterback in this year's draft, okay? People have had great success with picking the second guy off the board.
Not everybody's second. You mean that it actually literally going second, not the second projected.
Exactly
I got
right.
you, I
yeah.
got you.
But they took the second quarterback off the board later in the first round. So not only did they get almost the consensus best player in the draft, they could have had Milroe or Shock or Sanders. They chose Jackson Dart. So to do what they did to get Carter and Dart, I thought was a great first round. But now the hard part, and I'm one of these people. I know you were saying about defensive identity. TK, I heard a lot of people saying you don't get identity in the offseason. That's something that develops in season on the field. I thought their identity was going to be defensive last year. It was not. One player, as great as I think Carter can be, is not going to change that. That means it's on everybody else. Burns, who they brought in, the young secondary that continues to develop, Thibodeau, while he's still here, all those guys. Like, I'm not sold that that's their identity. I'll find out when they play, much like, so they're going to be evaluated, Shane and Dable, on this year with the draft and the players that they have as far as wins and losses go.
Yeah.
And then Dart, the evaluation is going to come the next year down the road. There may be, maybe Milroe pops and he's the stud, and then we second guess the job. Maybe it was Shock, maybe it was Sanders. Either way, now we know definitively Shane and Dable, however they got there, they chose their guy in Jackson Dart. Now they have to develop him. Otherwise, they're going to be out.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't disagree with that sentiment here. I just want to know how they're going to develop him when you have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston here taking all the oxygen out of the quarterback room and taking every single snap in practice.
So what would you...
I would cut Jameis.
But they're also trying to win that, so you don't want
I would cut Jameis Winston. And I like Jameis. He's cheap. I think he's a gregarious. I think he's good for the quarterback room. He's just I think he's a good teammate. But where is Jackson Dart going to actually sit? Not number one. He also, I was going to say hike. He doesn't even say hike. He just claps, as we learned, which is also a little interesting.
But maybe it's a developmental thing with him where they want him to sit in that room, absorb everything for a full year.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that's their thinking here. But for a guy, and I'm not clowning him. I mean, I don't love it. I would prefer somebody who's more vocal. I'm not saying he can't get there. I think he's got very good physical tools. I think Jackson Dart's good. Again, he was the second favorite player. I like him. You and I both liked him.
Right. We would have taken Melrose. And by the way, I'm not me Me too. I probably would have taken Milroe.
But it was close.
Okay,
for me.
But Dable, I just like the athleticism of Milroe.
He ran a 4.37 40, and he's 225 pounds. I couldn't ignore that.
Now, Dart fits the mold of what Dable wants, yep. And I'm not going to qualify.
Me neither. And by the way, he played like 45 games. He started 13 games in the last 3 years at Ole Miss, and he played six or seven games at USC. So he's fairly well-seasoned. I like that.
Now, unlike
Mark Sanchez coming out of USC and some other guys that were just, Blake Bortles didn't play a ton, and some other guys that just weren't ready to play, and they got thrown into the fire too early, and it didn't work out, and there's other names that we could obviously throw out there. But again, think about this, guys. This is not a knock on the Giants. It's because I think they had an awesome draft. I understand what they did. But I'm allowed to say, good job. But I could also say at the same time, but I'm still a little confused at now what's next here. Because for a guy who has never communicated verbally from the quarterback position ever in his life, that's okay, provided he's getting reps. If he's on the sideline watching Jameis at the number two, he's not getting reps.
Right, but what gives them a better chance to win this year? Jameis as the backup or Dart?
Well, but
that's
now
why they're trying to do both things.
Well, now we get into the question of how do you thread the needle and navigate that? It's not an easy answer, which is why it's a very imperfect situation. I think Russell Wilson's better than you think. I don't think he's a star. I know that those days are done.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think that he's better and probably a little bit more viable than even maybe a lot of Giant fans think. I think the Giants defense has a chance to be lights out. So, but I know the schedule is tough, but I think the Giants will be a much more functional team this year. So, and by the way, they lost 5 games last year by 3 points. Right. We went through this. One in overtime, 3-3-5, a couple 7. And the offense was a 0. So if the offense is a 5 out of 10 or a 5.5, which I think it will be with Russell, and now the defense, I think the Giants are going to be pretty interesting and very competitive this year, which means Dart's not getting on the field, which is okay. But again, and I don't want to do this for 3 hours, he's not going to practice, but I need a guy, if he's the future, he's got to get some practice reps.
I love it, BT, because finally, it took 4 years, but finally, we have a direction. This should have happened in year one, if not at the very least year two.
Yeah.
What was the Giants' direction for the last few years? Cater to Daniel Jones, that's it. Where most of us knew he was dead in the water anyway. So that was it. Now at least it feels like, okay, well, we've moved on from the Daniel Jones prior regime. It took 3 years. Now there's the direction. Now, with whether that direction works or not, that's a whole different story. But at least we know that it is clearly on Joe Shane and Brian Dable. Everybody said he had a great draft last year. Everybody loves the draft this year. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear any excuses. They better win and win at a competitive level, meaning postseason. Compete for a postseason spot this year with Russell Wilson in place and that great defense that can't miss. That's the team identity. Good. Go out there then and win some games and be a playoff team. And then next year, start the development of Jackson Dart.
Let me throw one situation at you before we get to these calls. Giant fans ready to jump in. And again, they seemingly did a lot of really good things over the weekend. I think they had a great draft. But Russell Wilson is not playing 17 games. He's not going to make it physically. That's just my opinion. He has not been healthy for a while from week 1 through week 18. So that's not going to happen again. So let's say when he gets hurt, and I hope it's not catastrophic, but it's going to be a groin or a calf. He's going to miss some time. And then Jameis gets in there.
Yeah.
If Jameis is still on the team, which I think he will be, even though I might not, I think they'll keep him on there. And Jameis throws a couple of pick sixes. You know that they are going to be clamoring for Jackson Dart. And at that point, to me, what the Giants do from there is even more pivotal and will influence the future more than actually deciding to make a trade and get Dart. Because if they mess that part up, then it changes everything about how I perceive them, not just the season, but their plan for Jackson Dart.
It will be the end of them. If the Giants don't get this right, Shane and Dable are gone. But at least now we know. That goes for not only the development of Dart, but for the handling of Dart, to your point. If it were me, the way that they have everything in place, it's clearly Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston. I am not taught. Jackson Dart is not setting foot on the field. Under the way that they have built this thing, I would not go with Jackson Dart this year. It wouldn't have been my ideal plan coming in. Nothing they have done would have been my ideal plan coming in. I'm happy what they did in the first round of the draft, but I would have done it totally different, and I would have done it years ago. But in their setup, I don't think they could throw Jackson Dart out there this year. I would wait till next year to do that.
I am very, very curious to see if they've got the restraint to do that. Because
yeah, I
think, you know, we're sitting here late April. Hey, Jackson Dart shouldn't play. Hey, we're Knicks, Yanks, Mets. Yeah. We got other stuff going on.
Oh, you know it's
going
to be a conversation.
Well, let's what happens when those first, the sea of boos overtake MetLife Stadium if Russell gets hurt or Winston throws a pick six or whatever other scenario that's not necessarily favorable to the Giants' offensive production inevitably unfolds. What do they do when the noise starts to permeate the building?
Well, let me ask you this. What happens if Russell Wilson isn't good this year, whether it's injury or not?
Uh-huh.
What happens if that defense that's supposed to be their identity now, what happens if that's not as good as everybody expects and the Giants are a 4-5 win team or whatever you want to say down the stretch?
Yep. I still have to bring them back.
Okay.
Otherwise, what you did the other day is a complete waste of time.
But again, that's how you leave yourself. They think that they're better than... At least I think, and I think most people, but they have to go out there and show it. Their plan only works. It's all set up now. Mm. It only works if they have some modicum of success this year, meaning 8, 9, anything above that type wins. And then you say, okay, well, we built this. We're building toward this. Even if you want to say we're bringing Russell Wilson back for another year, but then plan the transition next year from Wilson at some point, okay, here's Jackson Dart. He's our guy.
Yeah.
But if they lose a lot this year, then I do think, to your point, people are going to be calling for Jackson Dart. People will be calling for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll to be fired. There's going to be it's going to be a mess.
How itchy does the owner get? He's got to throw out that edict. You know, what do you say? If I'm sitting here next year at this time and it's the same situation, unacceptable? Well, you might be. I think the Giants will be better than I think some people think. But if I'm wrong, there's going to be a lot of temptations to shut people up and placate some very unhappy fans. Hey, you want a quarterback? All right, let's put him in here, even if he's not right. I'm not saying they will, but there will be temptation. And, when teams do that, they are trying to stifle the noise. And when you try to stifle the noise and just mute those dissenting growls of frustration, you sink yourself. And that's going to be tough for the Giants to ignore.
BT, it's Al on the fan. Liam is in Yorktown. What's up, Liam?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
It's been really hard watching the Giants be mismanaged for the last decade. So that's why it's really exciting to see the Giants have the best draft of any team in the NFL this year, and it's because they drafted Jackson Dart. I mean, Dart was the hot chick at the party, and the Giants went home with her at the end of the night. And you know, everybody would have wanted some, but it doesn't really matter about the future. We're just trying. The Giants got the hot chick at the party, and it's really awesome. And we can bask in that glory.
Sometimes
for a
the hot chick has an STD. You never know.
Oh, jeez.
You never know. It's the truth.
Thanks for the call, Liam.
I mean, I didn't know how to insert that. Yeah, great. You went home with the hot chick at the party. All right.
I do not think the Giants had the best draft because of Jackson Dart. I think the Giants had a great first round all-encompassing. It starts with getting Abdul Carter, for me.
Exactly.
And then getting a quarterback that they believe they could develop. Nobody has any idea. The other stuff... Yeah, okay, well, Cam Scadaboo, everybody's excited about him. And, yeah, the Giants have drafted tough players. Everybody says the same thing. The Jets are saying the same exact thing. What did Aaron Glenn say? We got guys that are going to change our culture and change our identity that fit what we do.
Yeah.
What we want, our brand, as the Jets are trying to rebrand. Okay, every team says that. It's never, well, the Giants pick guys that don't have, this guy doesn't have a heart. He doesn't play with passion. Like, enough with the... You know, bending over. We'll get into the
Sanders stuff and the others.
We have to get to that too. But Hoff is also saying the grades for both the Jets and Giants.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at the other stuff. You could be happy about drafting needs. The first round to me went as perfectly as it could have gone for the Giants. But we will see how it plays out. Who knows about Abdul Carter and who knows about Jackson Dart ultimately?
If you or I were given the authority to make the Giants draft choice the other night, on number 3 overall, and we didn't spend 1 second in the war room, watch a second of film at all the players like they obviously did, I think we would both take Abdul Carter.
Correct.
Okay. He is going to be special. Many of us believe that. I think he's going to be special. And because of that, like, even if it was worst case, back to the point about, you know, what do you do with Dart? How do you navigate that? What if the fans are booing? What if you're not winning? What if the offense is inept? What if it's Russell Wilson not doing his job or Jameis looks awful? What do you do? I actually think, like, even as crazy as this is going to sound, even if the Giants were to go 5-12 and Abdul Carter, or even 4-13, that's ridiculous, but even 4-13 and Abdul Carter is it, they're still coming back.
Well, I think that they should come back regardless because of how they've been set up here. because of wasting 3 years on Daniel Jones, it's almost like a restart. There's no way this first round, as great as it may be to some people, myself included, it doesn't mean anything if Joe Shane and Brian Daboll aren't here at least two more years. 1 year with Dart as the starter, no? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I think that, yes, I would agree with that, but that's why I think that Mara, and I've said this many times on the show, I don't know how it was communicated. I believe, and I cannot prove this, okay, that Mara communicated to them, intimated to them, flat out told them, whatever, guys, don't draft to save your ass, draft to build this thing out. I believe that they know, again, I can't prove it, I'm not saying, I don't know this, but I believe that they know that they're back no matter what.
My question is, what happened the last 3 years? Was that just an edict from Mara? Now, again, we're going to move on from it, but this is there's clear direction from Joe Shane and Brian Daboll what they're trying to do. We're going to build a team with veteran quarterbacks right now. We upgrade the quarterback room, try to win and be competitive, good defense, and we have a quarterback in waiting to develop. That should have happened year one or year two at the very least. It's year four. So my biggest issue was not necessarily with these two guys. It was the whole plan. And I do think that Mara was a big reason why Daniel Jones had to be here.
Exactly.
Okay, but
is part of the reason why I think he's giving him a little latitude here on the back end to figure things out, because he knows he was heavy-handed with Daniel Jones.
Fair enough, but think about this. There's a good chance this year they're not, in fact, a playoff team, and they are a 5-6 win team. That would now be 4 years and three in a row. You know, the first year they made the postseason, but even that year you could poke holes in it, of course. But three straight years of miserable football, and you're going to bring him back again. I'm not saying it's the wrong move to, but think about what we'd be talking about here.
Well, I mean, they're in this situation for a reason. I mean, it's not a seamless mess. It is a disjointed, borderline dysfunctional at times, complete disaster. So digging out of this was never going to be easy. I feel like for the first time in a while, they've got the right shovel in their hand to do it. And I think the owners are going to let them start digging. Get out of it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.